Hi, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I was calling because I ordered one of your products online, but before I was to press the button to order it, I wanted to see what the ingredients are because I had allergies to certain things. And then I went to go press to make the picture bigger so I could see what the ingredients were. It actually submitted the payment. It submitted it after the payment. And so now that I received it, I've seen that it says in the directions that if we have any issues with, I think it was kidneys, pancreas, liver, or anything like that, not to take it. So I can't take this keto, the cleanse one, nor can I take the other one to lose weight because I have concerns with those, about my pancreas and my liver and my kidneys. So I don't want to take it based on those instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up sending it to me. So I received it, I believe, on Friday or Saturday. And I wanted to try to return it and try to get the refund.
Alrighty. Well, I'll be more than happy to check on your orders, ma'am. It's not an issue. May I ask for the first and last name and shipping address used to pull up the products?
The shipping address, name and address on the shipping was A as in Apple, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, Y, sorry, I had just gotten an alert, A-S-A-Y-A-H. So A as in Apple, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, Y as in Yellow, A as in Apple, H as in Harry, and the last name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. And you said the address?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Brandon, if you don't mind.
It was 4610 North Armenia Avenue, apartment 524, Tampa, Florida, 33603.
Ah, perfect. Yes, ma'am, thank you so much. It did bring up, I show both the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse. And, yeah, it looks like shipping was paid. Okay, and because it sounded like you were a bit across the room when I first answered the call, you said you reviewed some of the ingredients on the list of these items, and due to health concerns like kidney and liver health, you've been directed not to even try the products?
Yes, that's correct. That's what I've seen on the website.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Can you come a little closer to the phone?
No problem. Yes, that's what I've seen on the website. I've seen that was the instruction not to use it if you had any issues concerning, any health issues concerning that.
Of course. So not a problem. I'm glad you did take a look at that. Let me go ahead and I'm working on the cancellation. This will be effective immediately. You don't have to worry about, actually we don't, being as they are trial based, we do not accept the products returned. Maybe you could gift them to any friends or family members, maybe neighbors you know that have a similar goal in mind, but I do have it canceled. We can't bill for those or any future shipments, of course.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I don't know anybody offhand, but I guess I can ask around. I don't want to waste it.
Oh, yeah, definitely understand. Would you like to jot down the cancellation confirmation?
Oh, yes, ma'am. One second.
Sure.
I'm in the middle of washing my hair.
Oh, take,
water everywhere, so
oh, take all the time you need.
Hold on. I was trying to detangle it when you called. Give me one second. Let me just dry my hands.
Sure.
And, rinse the conditioner off. Right here.
Yeah.
Rinse it off my hand.
Come
off my hand.
No problem. Take your time.
I have big fans going on. I live in Florida, so to keep from putting the AC on.
Oh, trust me. Yes, ma'am. I had moved up north about 4.5, almost 5 years ago from Miami. My mom, she lives down there.
Oh, wow. I know that you're cold. I mean, you guys are supposed to get a storm.
Yeah, yeah. The temperature has dropped something horrible from just yesterday to today. Yeah, I don't like
it. Are you going to move back?
I had thought about it when I had first moved up north. I missed it something terrible, but I've gotten used to it now. I just miss my mom. I hadn't, you know, went back for the holidays this year with everything going on. But yeah,
yeah.
I plan a spring trip is what I'm doing. I'm going to come back down.
Okay. I can't. More power to you. I can't even go back. I won't go back unless it's warm to visit or anything. I mean, of course, there's, you know, some kind of emergency in which God forbid.
Yeah.
I would have to, but
yeah.
Yeah. I just can't. I can't. My I'm anemic, so the cold really, really gets to. It just passes right through me. I don't have any type of, you know, I'm not a skinny woman, but I'm, you know, but even with this, you know, meat on my bones, it just passes right through me. I can't even.
Oh, you know, yes,
I think
ma'am.
It's because of the anemia.
Mm-hmm.
Even down here, like it's 40 degrees sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh.
Oh, even that's chilly.
I can't get warm. Yeah, it's like I can't get warm. So we've had a pretty cold winter considering. Normally it's not this cold. We probably have about 2 weeks where it'll drop down to 38 or 43 at night,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll warm right back up. But we've had almost the whole month of January where the evenings were dropping down into the 40s. So, I mean, they're warming up to like 60, 58, 59, 60, but it's dropping right back down. So hopefully, I think next week it's supposed to get a lot warmer. Where it only drops down to the 50s or 60s, and then it goes up to like the 70s, low 80s. So that's what we're used to.
Yeah, that's what I miss.
Yeah, but now I love it because most of the year, it's, you know, you enjoy the 70s, 80s, and, you know, low 80s, and then, you know, those 2 months you have it when it's really hot, or maybe sometimes three, because it's dependent on June. Sometimes June doesn't come in really hot.
Mm-hmm.
It may end really hot, and then you have July, August, and then the beginning of September. So it's really like those 3 months right in there. But otherwise, I just can't take the cold. Even the AC, sometimes I have it pumped up so high because it's so hot. But that's a different type of cold, so you can control it. It's
yes.
A little better for me. But Ashley, may I have a confirmation? I'm ready for it now.
Yeah, of course.
It was Ashley, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
and,
I was going to say the call. I'm sorry.
No problem. It's actually the same for both items. And that number, it is C as in Charlie, D as in Delta, 60, C as in Charlie, 04, B as in Bravo, 60, F as in Frank.
Okay, so that was C, Charlie, D, David, 60, C, Charlie, 04, B, Boy, 60, F as in Frank.
You got it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, I hate to waste the product. I'll have to find somebody that's looking for weight loss and cleanse. Yeah, I thought maybe I could use it to cleanse my liver because I had been sick back last year. And
mm-hmm.
I had took a lot of medicine because after getting sick, they had to do surgery. And then it was just like almost for 6 months I was on medication. And I think I might have gotten a fatty liver from that. I don't want to chance anything to make it, you know, that may make it worse. So,
of course. Completely understand.
Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and submit it to someone that, you know, probably can use it.
All right, Ms. Brandon.
I have a sister with some nieces that are into weight loss, and I can go ahead and send it to them. She just had a baby, so before the baby, she was into it, so she'll probably accept this as a gift.
Yeah, maybe she could find a little use in it. Maybe see, you know, if it's anything that might help her out.
Yeah, she gained a lot of weight, and she was concerned about losing before the baby, so at least this will take some extra. You know, at least one bottle, I'm sure. Maybe she can, you know, reorder. But thank you so much. I appreciate everything. You were so helpful.
Thank you, Ms. Brandon. Not a problem. You're more than welcome. I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
You as well. Thank you. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, ma'am. Bye.